Hello, everybody! Yay, but not really yay, because I'm all alone again. Boo. Another Phase on Chaos only one, and another very short one, unfortunately. Due to a situation that we've got with the equipment we had been using, it's hard to say when we're going to be able to jump back into our regular podcasting. We might not actually be able to continue the podcast. It's hard to say for sure. It may be just myself for a while, we may be on hiatus for a while, or we may just stop altogether. If that's going to be the case, then we will try to make sure we get something good out to you guys as the final podcast, since this would be really lame as the last one, because it's going to be short and only with myself. So anyways, without further ado, I'll move on to the content with the podcast. As usual, what I've been playing quite a bit this week. I'm nearing the end of both Phoenix Wright Justice for All on WiiWare and Final Fantasy V. I'm super close to the end for both of those. Final Fantasy V, I actually just have to finish the dungeon I'm in, which is a bonus, like, not bonus, but, like, side quest optional one, and then I can head on to the final dungeon, and I'm in court for the last part of the final case in Justice for All, so I'm getting close to both the end of both of those, which is just in time in terms of Justice for All, because Trials and Tribulations actually comes out not this Monday, but the Monday after that on WiiWare, so that should be pretty good. And then I've also beat Cave Story, so I'm pretty happy about that. I'm going to be jumping back into it at some point just to get the secret ending, but it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the game. It did have a pretty good story. So I'm going to be jumping back into that eventually once I've knocked down my backlog a little bit first. But anyways, and then I also played a bit of Fragile just before the podcast this week, so I'm making my way through that. Still just as eerie and engrossing as usual. I love it. What can I say? I've almost 11 hours now, so I think I'm getting pretty close to the end. Not really sure, because some people take their time more, some people don't. Whatever. One of the things I'm happy about is I ordered a few games online, actually, so I'm looking forward to getting those. I ordered Killer 7 for the GameCube and Flower Sun Rain for the DS. Those are both Suda51 games. I'm a fan of his. I enjoyed both No More Heroes and No More Heroes 2, and it's Contact seems like a pretty cool game. I haven't actually delved into it too much, but it should be pretty good, so I'm rounding out my Suda51 collection nicely. With those two games, there'll only be one game of his on the console that I own that I won't have, and that's Shining Force 2, I believe, so it's not really huge, it's not like Suda only game. Anyways, and then I also ordered Apollo Justice, which will be nicely timed in terms of when I get it, since Trials and Tribulations will have just come out on WiiWare, so I'll be able to finish that up and then jump right into Apollo Justice, so that should be pretty enjoyable. Anyways, so I'll jump right over into news. One of the things we actually missed while we had our theme week was the announcement of Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Fate of Two Worlds, it's the subtitle. It's supposed to come out in spring 2011 on the PS3 and the 360. It's supposed to have 30 characters total. So far they've announced 6 of them. On the Marvel side, Hulk, the Iron Man, and Wolverine. And then on the Capcom side, we've got Chris Redfield from, and he's wearing his Resident Evil 5 clothes. Morgan from, what's it called? Darkstalkers, I believe it is. Yes, Dark's Doctors. And then Ryu from Street Fighter, obviously. It would be really weird if he wasn't in there. And then there's also silhouettes of 10 characters, but I can't really make out who any of them are. But I won't be surprised if Ken is in there as well. It seems like the sort of thing that they do, because, like, Ryu and Ken, it would seem weird to me if they didn't have both of them. But yeah, so, other than that, we also have unfortunately discovered that Metroid Other M and Sin and Punishment 2 have both been delayed. Other M is now set to come out August 31st, so which is very close to the time of year when Metroid Prime 3 came out 3 years ago, so maybe they're going for like a late summer sort of thing with Metroid releases, not really sure. And Sin and Punishment is now coming out on June 27th, which is when Metroid is originally supposed to come out. So, and that's, Metroid is pushed back because of development, Sin and Punishment was pushed back because of Super Mario Galaxy 2. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to both of them though, and I'll probably end up picking both of them up. You know, it should be a good time. And then the other bit of news we've got is the limited and legendary editions for Halo Reach have been revealed. The limited edition is going to be $80. It comes with a special black box that's coming in, exclusive elite armor set for using multiplayer, and an artifact bag, which has the personal journal of Dr. Halsey. I don't actually know who that is in the Halo universe, so okay. I quote, "other classified documents and effects that unravel long-held secrets from the Halo universe." And then the Legendary Edition is $150. It has everything from the Limited Edition, plus a statue of the Noble Team, which is individual. They're all individually molded, hand-painted, individually numbered by McFarlane Toys. An exclusive multiplayer Spartan armor effect, don't really know what that is, and UNSC themed custom packing. I forget what UNSC is as well, so, but yeah, if you really like Halo, it should be a pretty nice thing to get, or people who just like getting special edition things. But yeah, so that's pretty much it for this week's podcast. Yeah, I know, sad. So yeah, hopefully we'll be able to jump back in, and this won't be the end. But as I said, we will make sure we do get something good out for you guys before we shut it down. So if we aren't going to be able to continue recording the podcast regularly, we're going to get something really good out for the last episode, hopefully. It'll be better than this, at least. So, question of the week. I guess, what's a old game that you either have and haven't played yet, or feel like you really need to get your hands on and play? For me, I've got Contact sitting in the second, or sitting in the first one, and then Final Fantasy VI, which I just recently got, which I feel like I need to play. Anyways, so yeah. Unfortunately, that is it for. You can send us an email at contact.bit.boys@gmail.com, or send us a message on Facebook or Twitter as usual at bitboys. So yeah, unfortunately, that is all there is for the BitBoys podcast for Friday, April 30th. And hopefully, we'll be seeing you all next week. We'll be right back.